Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and the 42 countries around the globe that tune in. I appreciate them dearly because I remember when I started, I had a few states in the United States that was listening. Baby, I done spread it out. But, you know, I got a great show tonight. I have this phenomenal woman, Sandy Pogue, you know, and she is the founder and CEO of Unique Southern Foods, LLC, who proudly introduces Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. And I can tell you, I had some, baby. Ooh, put a smile on my face because I'm a Southern girl. And you know the acronym for grits is girls raised in the South. Well, if you raised in the South or raised in the North, you're going to want some of those grits. And, you know, this was established in Brookhaven, Georgia on February the 2nd, 2020. So it hasn't been that long, and already she's doing a thing. But one thing I'm so proud about, Unique Southern Foods is 100% woman-owned enterprise. I like that, you know. I really like that. You know, and this is dedicated to the resurrecting the Southern recipes of the days gone by, you know, because there's a lot of recipes that my mom and grandma, you know, I wish I had wrote them down because now they would be bomb diggity. But with that being said, you know, if you want to ask my guests a question or have a comment, please dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key because you'll let me know you got a statement or a question. If you don't hit the one key, you'll stay muted and you can just listen in. And so without further ado, for some who don't know, I want to also thank her husband, Ron, because with every, they say good man is a powerful woman, well, every powerful woman is a good man, and he allowing her to be here and take away from pampering him. So I appreciate you too, Ron. So with that being said, how you doing, Sandy?
Hi, Terry. How are you? Thank you so kindly for having me on your wonderful show. And I love your opening with my guy, Phil Perry. That was really
the guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on my timeline on Facebook because I saw him on the Columbia Cruise Line. Yep. I love his music. Oh, girl.
Absolutely.
But you know, I had to go old school with it.
That's right. I love old school. You can never go bad with old school.
I know. But you know, some for people who don't know, and even I don't know, all I know is that grits, you know, my mom would buy them. We'd cook them over the stove,
yeah.
And now they got instant grits in different flavors. But
yeah.
What is grits really made of, the components?
Well, they're made of corn. They are made of corn.
Okay.
And my grits are made of yellow corn, which is a little bit sweeter than the white corn. And white corn grits are bleached grits. So my grits are very natural for you, no preservatives, and they're very healthy for you. They are gluten-free. They're sugar-free, sodium-free, dairy-free, plant-based, and quite healthy for you. We manufacture the grits to the highest level. They're manufactured to the highest level, meaning we take out the hull and the germ, which makes them extremely smooth and creamier and healthier for you. So that's the difference in our grits in as opposed to white plain grits. And you I'm so happy that you stated that you taste my grits. I'm so thrilled to death about that. That is just really thrilling,
girl.
And I'm so happy that you love them.
I was raised up on grits, man. It got down to the end of the bowl, you know, with nothing but, you know, the moist left because I was tanning it up. But, and everybody.
Well, your acronym is perfect.
Eli,
girls raised in
your the grits.
your acronym is perfect. Girls raised in the South. I love it. I'm a Southerner. I'm a Georgia peach.
Girl, I know that's right. And I'm from Baltimore, the first Southern state coming down from the North and the last Southern state coming from Florida. But you know something? I was so impressed with your grits that I even put it on TikTok about Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. But what people don't know, and I'm really impressed about, today is a special day, and I want to say happy birthday to Grandma Betty. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Today is definitely my mom's birthday, and I'm so thrilled to be on this show talking about Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. I can assure you right now that she's in heaven dancing, having a big party, because she was a entertainer day one. She would throw a party in a second, and she loved people, and she loved children, and that was her passion. Her passion was all about children, making sure that they were healthy, happy, and they would be able to succeed in life. And she raised so many kids through her daycare, her preschool academy for over 30 years in Atlanta, College Park, Georgia, and raised thousands of kids. And I mean, to this day, these kids have now grown with their own children, and they're reaching out to us and telling us how much they are appreciating Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. She's raised so many kids. Some kids you may know, Peebo Bryson's nephews, Monica's cousin, yeah. Sierra's niece, yes, and maybe one kid you might really know, Chris Bridges, yeah. who is now Ludacris. So just thousands of kids and very, very successful in their own ways and their own rights. And they all have told us that, you know, Grandma Betty's food from scratch that she would prepare for them every morning, breakfast and lunch from scratch, made a real difference in their lives. Absolutely. So she had seven children of her own, and she and my father both raised all of us and then went and raised more kids and all the neighborhood kids. Exactly.
Yeah,
and my father,
heart.
Absolutely. And my dad, being from Jamaica, we are so thrilled to death about the new movie that came out yesterday, because my father had a tradition with us. He raised us on codfish and ahi's every Christmas morning, and we would prepare the he would prepare that dish every Christmas morning, and we would have them with grits. Well, now it is my pleasure to prepare that dish with my mom's grits, and it's one love. So I'm thrilled to death about that. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year. And, yes, today is my mom's 93rd birthday, and so excited and so happy about
Praise
that.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
You know, if people remember the movie Imitation of Life, there were two versions. There was the one with Lana Turner. I'm not talking about that one. And there was the one with this lady named Jackie, you know. And, you know, I was looking at the picture of your mom on the bag, and she kind of reminded me of the lady who was playing in Imitation of Life. You know,
Absolutely.
But you said that in the neighborhood, you know how some people, they have, like, candy stores or whatever. What made the kids in the neighborhood gravitate to your house to get a free meal, even though anything free somebody wanted? But, you know, what made them come to your house?
Well, my mom was such a nurturing mom, and she was so loving, and everyone loved my family, and they all knew that my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she would definitely be there to take care of them, and anything that they needed, she would definitely be able to or would offer to help in any way that she could. So they knew that from day one, and that's why they just gravitated to our home. We had the home that was the fun home. Everyone has one of those homes. That's the fun home, and my mom kept kids as well in her house, and that's how she started off, was keeping kids, neighborhood kids, in her home. And so I've been around kids all my life, so I said, you know, hey, that's how we all started out, and we always had fun, and that was the key. And thank you for acknowledging my mom's presence. But people have said she looks a lot like Mahalia Jackson as well as Coretta Scott King.
Yes, that's what
She's got a distinct look, and these women were great women and leaders. So my mom was definitely a leader in the community and a leader in the daycare and preschool academies. So she definitely loved children. That was her passion, and it shows off, and it pays off today. Kids have loved my mom's grits. And another thing too about the grits with kids, I do these tastings around different stores, grocery stores and retail stores, and, you know, I'm always so thrilled, and my husband gets excited about it. When I tell him, I said, Ron, kids love color. My mom, that was one of her things. She always made sure her plates were colorful for children because they gravitate, they eat with their eyes. So when these kids see my yellow grits at these tastings, and, you know, their parents would come up and say, oh, my kids don't eat grits. And we'd say, okay, well, you know, if you'd like them to just give them a little shot, they'll try the grits, and I always say what my mom will say, give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Automatically, thumbs up.
Okay.
It's an automatic thumbs up. They love the taste of the grits, and they definitely love the golden yellow taste color of the grits. So it's just an automatic for them.
Yeah, because everybody normally see white grits. You know, I ain't got no problem with that as well. But, you know, one thing I really can't get down with, and I'm just going to be honest, some people I've met over the years, to me, they have ruined grits. They put sugar in it. This ain't no cream of wheat. This ain't no cereal. That just gets my goat.
Well, you know, we have experienced that as well in our tastings because people from the north, they pretty much like putting sugar in their grits. And so we'll say these are not cream of wheat, but they are sweet, and they've got a nice taste and texture to them. So you could do that if you like, but that's the way they choose to do that. And we're just thrilled to death to know that, you know, we thought our grits would be really, really high volume in the south, which they are, but they are definitely high volume in the northeast and on the west coast, which is amazing to us. We have launched our project, even though we started Unique Southern Foods in 2020, we didn't launch Grandma Betty's Yellow Grits, our signature product, until this past April of 2023.
Really?
And we are now just, we haven't been 1 year out. And we are now number 5 in the yellow grit category in the top 10. We're number 5 in less than a year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Worldwide. So we're so excited about that. I mean, we're talking about my grits are sold all over the world, and with Amazon, and we're in, you know, extended us to Mexico, to Canada, Australia, and Australia, Mexico, and now they're talking about Brazil and China, and we're like, oh my God, you're really serious? So it's just been a whirlwind and just so exciting. We just can't tell you how blessed we are, how humble we are for all of the support from around the world and from all of the support right here in Georgia as well and all over the U.S. We're just so excited about it.
Well, one thing I like to know is even though your mom fed the neighborhood and everything, and you was raised up on grits like I was, what made you, after all this time, get up out your bed? I don't know if you're working a different kind of job and say, huh, I'm sick of this. I'm going to make you some grits and put my mama's name on it. Where'd that come from?
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, during COVID, everyone had a chance, I think, to exhale and to really, really take a look at, you know, their lives and look at everything, you know, that's going on around them. And I'm going to tell you, what made me a little antsy was when they removed, I grew up on Aunt Jemima, and when they removed Aunt Jemima's photo from the pancake mix and the grits mix and those kinds of things, that really, really kind of bothered me because I thought it was a black product, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, how can they do it? And then not only did they remove her picture, but they never ever had any conversation or any compensation with her estate, her family members. She was just paid a flat fee for her photo, and that really bothered me because they changed the name of the packaging as well to another name, and I said, wow, that's just not right.
Oh man.
And so that motivated me to say, well, you know what, my mom was a great cook. And I wanted these grits to be not just for breakfast. I wanted these grits to be for breakfast, brunch, lunch, late night snack, dinner, what have you. And believe me, we have achieved that because we get so many photos from customers that are so satisfied. They send us pictures with oxtails and grits, with fish and grits and shrimp and grits. And my mom's favorite was salmon croquettes and grits. Yeah, so I have my salmon croquette recipe on the back of the bag. And I'm just so thrilled to death that I was able to do the job and do it well and put my mom's photo on that bag and just let people know this is a black product and this is a good product and it's a healthy product. And that's what we need. We need to be healthy because this product is suitable for vegans as well as for diabetics. And both my parents passed from diabetes. And that was another motivating point for me. I want to do something that could help people that were suffering from diabetes have something healthy for them to eat for breakfast.
I have that myself. I'm a diabetic myself. So,
ma'am. Yes, I am pre-diabetic as well, so I know what you have to go through, and I've been through it with my parents. So I want to make sure that they were healthy, and that was my uno. That was really number one for me, and I think we've achieved that. We've gotten, like I said, we get so many photos from customers that are sending us their dishes that they're preparing these grits with, and it's been amazing. It's been absolutely humbling and absolutely amazing.
And for somebody who don't know, okay, it's good to have an idea, and you worked on that idea, and you are where you are today. But my question is, if a person had an idea such as yourself, what steps do they need to take before them to get a team, to get packaging or mission statement? What do you do? Because you just don't wake up and have all this information in your head and you know what to do.
You're absolutely right. Now, I tell everyone, before you step out on faith, which I stepped out on faith, and you must always have faith in anything that you want to do, you must do your research. And you do your research consistently. I took my time. I interviewed my manufacturers. I interviewed nutritionists to make sure that everything was top-notch. I got my certifications done. All of this was done. You know, like I said, I organized and started the company in 2020, but I did not launch my product until 2023. Of April. And so I want Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits to be ubiquitous. And I'm going to add other healthy products to the brand very, very soon. So it will be a Grandma Betty's brand line of very, very healthy products. But you must do your research. You must understand your marketplace. You must understand that there are so many opportunities there for women. I am 100% woman-owned, and thank you so kindly, Carrie. I meant to say this in the beginning. Thank you so kindly for that introduction. It was so, so, so nice. I am 100% woman-owned. I am 100% woman-owned, and I'm sure my husband wants to thank you as well, Rod, because and I'm going to tell you this, one very important thing, too. You need to have a good husband, a good cheerleader husband for you, because my husband has been rooting for me since day one, and he's been my backbone and my support and my marketer and everything. You know, he wanted me to win, and he wants me to win, and that's uno as well. But if you don't have a husband, just make sure you could get out there and do your good research and make sure that you understand your marketplace, understand your competition, and understand that there's so many opportunities, again, for women, woman-owned companies. You know, you get your certification. I have my MBE, my DBE certification, 100% woman-owned. That's so important because a lot of doors can open for you with those certifications. I'm a member of the Minority Suppliers organization as well. MSDC, that's so important to make sure you are a member of those organizations. And be a part of those organizations because they can give you a wealth of information on how to get started and how to really write your mission statements and how to capability statements and make sure that you are on point. But do all the legwork first. Don't rush out just because you have an idea and you have a product or what have you. Don't rush out. Just take your time because God will lead you. He will lead you. He's been leading this project. I told Ron, God just took this project, and he's just leading me and telling me every day what to do. So that's what you have to do, and that's the only way to succeed and to do it right is to start off with your research. And that's the information that I'll give anyone that's interested in. And listen, no idea is a bad idea either. If you have something that you're passionate about, and you must be passionate about it, then you will succeed.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've heard about people who have said that came from different countries, I came over here with $100 in my pocket, and now I'm da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I don't know how much truth that is, but, you know, was it a lot of money, the startup cost to, to start your business?
Right. Well, again, I want to make sure that's another thing to start your business. You need to make sure you have some finances in place. Where you will be able to go to your bank account and then write checks for certain, you know, things, startup account. So just make sure you save a little startup account, you know, and make sure you have that in place. That's another thing that is very important because you don't want to get in debt trying to get out there because you got to get out there first. So you want to make sure you got a little nest egg, you know, put in place and then move forward. But it's not expensive because with the internet these days, marketing is a guru on the internet. So that's something that you can do inexpensively. So I would say you don't need a lot of money, but again, if you have a passion, if you're passionate about your project, then you will find a way to make it work. And then other people will become passionate with you, and they will assist you, and they will help you along the way. You'll be very surprised. It doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes a lot of passion and a lot of drive and perseverance.
Yeah.
Perseverance. That's what it takes.
Well, you,
that's what
you
it
obviously
takes
got that because, you know, Sandy, you know, in just 2023 of April,
yes,
and it's not even April of 24, it's not even a year. Girl, you got that thing going.
That's the blessing.
You know, you picked a good team. I don't know how you picked a team and what was good, but you got a good team.
Well, that's the blessing. I'm telling you, that's the blessing. And my husband, again, between the two of us, it's just the two of us going, and we've got, you know, other people that just want to volunteer. They just want to see us succeed. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the blessing in it all. So once again, you know, I tell everyone, just be passionate about your project, and other people will feel your passion. And it will just expand, and before you know it, you're like walking through one door and another door and another door. So just be very passionate about it.
I'm not mad at that. I am not mad at that. Well, let me ask you this, because some people they hired their relatives, and I don't know if that's always a good thing, because sometimes relatives might get a little complacent and think, well, I ain't got to do this because this is my cousin or my sister or da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you hire relatives, or you strictly keep it somebody that you can say, okay, you fired?
Well, Sherry, you know the story with family. You know how it is when you hire family. That you're right. You said all the right things, which you just mentioned, and so you have to gauge that, and you have to weigh that, and just be sure. But I do have some family that helps me, and they want to help, and I mean they're passionate as well. And you want to make sure you get the ones that are really passionate and want to help because they want to help, not because they want to make money. Yeah, not greedy. Leave the greedy family members behind a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you want to, you know, but the ones that really want to help you, they will come forward and they will be right there for you. And I have a dedicated sisters that they will help and, you know, with anything that you ask them to do. So I have cousins that are in the distribution trucking business. And I mean, they want to see it succeed. And everyone loves my mom, so you know they want to make sure that it succeeds. So yes, but make sure you pick the right family members. You're right about that, Terry.
Yeah. And another thing is, do they get paid salary, your staff, or do they get paid hourly? Because you would think that all the things that's constantly going on, and you got new people that you want to put your product in there. Facilities, you know, that would seem to be to me maybe a salary job, because hourly, man, you might be overpaying what you can give a salary if they accept it.
Yeah, well, as you grow, you know, you will figure that out. You know, your accountant will guide you on how you should be managing that aspect of it. We are still growing. So right now we're still using a lot of volunteers, a lot of, you know, pro bono. You know, and those kinds of things. And so Ron and I do the majority of the legwork ourselves, and we haven't paid ourselves a salary or anything of that nature yet, but we are just building a brand. And that's the key. You build that brand, and that money and all the other riches and all the other successes will follow. So you just got to make sure you're building your brand slowly and gradually, accomplishing the goals. And then, you know, you move forward from there. But your accountant will definitely assure you on what you can pay and what you cannot pay. So, but you'll be guided that way. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, I got a question. It might sound kind of crazy. Now, I know your mother can cook and help me all, said all that, but can you cook?
Listen, Terry, I was my mom's shadow. Do you hear me? I was her shadow in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen with her 24/7, okay? And I cooked everything that she cooked, I cooked. And I'm so blessed by that. I'm so happy that I was her shadow, because I loved everything that she cooked, and I wanted to know how she cooked it and when she cooked it or whatever. But I have been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for over 40 years, and everyone says, that tastes just like mom's.
Wow, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely have been cooking, and you know, I do cook Caribbean dishes, and that's another thing with my Caribbean background, was from my father being from Jamaica. I love to cook Caribbean foods, and the Caribbean fans out there, community, have embraced my grits, and they are sending me photos with everything from jerk chicken, curry, shrimp, you name it. They are cooking it, and they're loving my grits. So I'm so happy about that. It's really culturally diverse, and you know, it's just a multicultural dish that you can anyone can make a great dish with my grits. I mean, I've had some of my Indian friends do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so they got a lot of things they would use grits with. You know, I mean, grits is something that any nationality would enjoy if they was exposed to it, you know, and just takes one person to say, just try it,
Just try it.
You never know, just try
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. You know?
I mean, I had the opportunity to go to Italy this summer, and I was in Florence, and we just happened to be in a restaurant talking about grits, and one of the ladies said, oh, my God, I love grits, and I love yellow grits. She said, I'm going to order some now. And she got on Amazon and ordered some grits, and I had this beautiful apron made while I was there, and she made it on the spot, and it was amazing. So it, Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits, it was so beautiful. As a matter of fact, I wore it yesterday on a TV show, a cooking show yesterday, and got so many compliments. But, yeah, it is a universal dish, and being prepared around the world, and it just complements everything, the side dish, and it's aesthetically beautiful on the plate because it's golden yellow. You can put anything on top of it, and it's just so beautiful. But, yes, I have done a brunch with – I'm going to share this with you. You're not going to believe it, but if you go to uniquesouthernfoods.com, you'll see some of the pairings that we have photos of that I prepared. But I did a
I've already done that. Hello. I said, oh, wait, I'm liking that. Yum, yum, yum. I already did that. Yum, 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 yum. I'm telling y'all, people listening, I am not exaggerating. Y'all really need to stop looking at that instant grits or the white grits. I mean, you can have a variety, but baby, y'all need to get Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits because it's a different thing. You know, and like you said, you know, for people like me, diabetic, and people who want gluten-free and all these healthy people, you know, and just plant-based. I guess if it's made from corn, it is plant-based. But, you know, all the things that it affords people to have for good health that the other grits don't do. You know, just just check for yourself. I mean, you can die old, you can die young, die old, or you can live long with Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. You know, I'm just saying.
Right. Absolutely, Terry, you're right on target. You're right on target. I tell you, I haven't seen anyone gain a bunch of weight on Grandma Betty's.
Okay, that's what
and
I'm
we
talking
do
about.
Love to eat our grits, and so we do love our grits, and we've got some real big fans of Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. And they tell me I know one person for sure. He orders like 5 bags at a time.
Okay.
He loves them so much. He buys them 5 bags at a time. I've got some real serious grit gurus that love Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. But once again, I love your fans, your listeners to follow us on Facebook at Grandma Betty's Yellow Grits and Instagram, and like us and share their photos with us. We love to post photos of customers. And if you go to our website again at uniquesouthernfoods.com and click on the icon, look who's checking out Grandma Betty's, you'll see a lot of celebrities are loving our grits. I mean, we don't take celebrities to hold a bag of grits. They're holding those bag of grits because they're loving them. And they enjoy them, and they're telling me, oh my God, these are the best grits I've ever had, and that's a blessing, and we're quite humbled by the fact that they even want to take the photo and send us these photos holding a bag of my mom's grits. I know, in heaven, my mom's day is so happy on her birthday, but to know that celebrities are holding her bag of grits, it's just it's just endearing to me to know that this product has taken a life of its own and has taken off, and we're just pleased and so happy with the packaging and all of the wonderful, wonderful support and comments that we get on our Facebook page and on our website every day, every day. So
yes.
God is good.
You know something, Sandy, I am so glad that you had the foresight at the time to get it out there, because had it been a little bit down the road, trust and believe, someone else would have been smart enough to say, okay, let me get some grits gluten-free. Let me get something that's good for diabetes.
Yes.
You know, some people just
yes.
on top of it before someone else did. So I'm glad you jumped on that, because God was pushing you to get this done, girl.
Yes,
so you
yes he was. Yes, yes, absolutely. And I'm paying homage to my mom. To me, it's been the biggest blessing ever to do that. And it's of course, again, with the foresight of my husband, who is in the entertainment world as well, and he's the best promoter in the world of concerts, and he has just been a jewel and a blessing helping me promote these grits, and just so pleased about it. Again, Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits, they're healthy for you, and they're aesthetically beautiful on your plate, and again, can be served not just for breakfast, but lunch, brunch, late night snacks, you name it, dinner. And I've had people sending me, oh, anytime. They'll grill a piece of salmon and put it on top of the grits, and they're like, okay, I got my meal. I'm done. This is the best meal ever. So I never would have even thought about grilling some salmon or some trout and putting it on top of Grandma Betty's grits. But I've tasted it, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
Okay. You know, I just had an epiphany. You know, my brain is always thinking. Now, I don't know if this makes sense or not, and I'm glad that you got your number five in the country and stuff. But have you ever decided to get a hold of, like, the guy who do the cooking shows, Chef Ramsay?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a part of my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. That's a part of my plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, he is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, one of the chefs that has also done a TikTok with my grits, it was on his show.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so he loves my grits, and he was on Chef Ramsay's show as a judge. And so I said, now, could this possibly be? But, this is definitely moving in that direction, Terry. You had a great epiphany right there. That was awesome.
Yeah,
you must be reading. You're reading the plan.
Yeah, Emerald, like they see the guy who do the cooking show late night and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The frying pans. I got his frying pans up. They really good, but, you know, I would get a hold of them because he's always on TV. I say, here's some grit. Try this out. You know, once they try it, it's like,
absolutely.
Ooh, wait,
absolutely.
This is something new.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I love the Food Network channel. I grew up on Beth the Contessa because she reminded me of my mom. My mom was pretty heavy set like her. Just loved staying in the kitchen and cooking, and I just love Beth the Contessa.
I'm going to have to break off real quick. Sandy, I'm sorry to break in. Got somebody who's got a caller who got their hand up, and before we run out of time, caller, your last four digits is 0424. You got the opportunity to talk to this phenomenal woman. What would you like to say?
I am so happy to have got introduced to this grits. My name's Teddy Jackson. Good evening, Terry. Good evening, Miss Sandy.
Hey, daughter.
I love this Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits. And look, y'all was talking about the different foods, but we eat ours with pork chops.
Okay, ain't nothing
so
wrong
good.
With that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I tell you,
thank you so much.
Just been hearing so many good things, and I got to taste it for myself, and it's just a wonderful thing. But I'm really proud of you as a black-owned female putting this out, because this takes me back to that ancient mama, what I grew up on, and to see your mother beautiful picture there is just wonderful. So
thank
I continue
so much,
to wish you all success and wish you all the best.
Thank
and we're going to
so
claim
that
in Jesus' name that it's going to blow up even more.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson. We appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
And my wife, Sarah, said hello.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello to you ladies both. And definitely, Sandy, you know I'm a well fan of the grits. Oh,
thank
Lord.
You so much.
I eat them. I enjoy them. I serve them to my family, and they gave me thumbs up, you know.
I had to show them the package,
and I'm about ready to send my orders in. I got a few orders that I have for you.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to get on Amazon and try to get that out to you. But they were so amazing. They taste so good. And
thank
my mother-in-law,
so
she's an excellent cook. She couldn't wait until she cooked them all I had. Yeah, she said, I'm going home with this. You know, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I got to have something left for me. So,
mm-hmm.
But they are delicious, and I love the taste of them, you know. And they
thank
really
you.
Good. I encourage everyone, please give them a try, because you're not going to make no mistake and enjoy eating them. They are delicious.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so kindly. And I'm going to remember the pork chops now. I'm going to definitely remember the pork chops. I don't know. I forgot the pork chops.
Hey, that was my idea with the pork chops. You know, I tried it with the fish. But I said, I had some pork chops I was cooking. And I said, give me some pork chops. I said, hey, I looked over at the grits. I said, I'm going to go this way today.
That's perfect. Yeah, we've seen the steak and eggs and grits, and now we got the pork chops. Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you all. We appreciate that so much.
I'm proud of you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Well, Sandy,
thank you.
We're running out of time. We got like three minutes.
Terry.
Is there anything that you would? Bye, Teddy. Love you, darling.
Bye-bye.
You and Sandy. Bye. Is there anything that you would like to put out there, something you'd like to say or do your own little commercial?
Well, yes. I'd like to first of all thank all the support, all the customers around the world that are supporting Grandma and Betty's. And those of you who have not tried Grandma and Betty's, I would love for you to try them. I'm telling you, they cook in 5 minutes. I use a whisk, and a whisk is the best thing to use instead of a spoon. You whisk them for about 3 or 4 minutes, and they're done in 5 minutes. Just boil your 4 cups of water and a pinch of salt, depending on how many people you're feeding. And you pour those grits in there, a couple of grits, and just whisk them around, and they're smooth and creamy in 5 minutes. You can't beat that when you're serving a meal, and a meal that can be served, again, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you can't beat that. And I just thank you all for all of the support we've gotten. It's just unbelievable. Follow us again on Facebook, Instagram at Grandma and Betty's Yellow Grits, and visit our website at uniquesouthernfoods.com. And send us messages. Let us know how you like your grits and how you like our grits. And please feel free to just share it with all your friends and family. Thank you so much.
And I would like to say on behalf of Unmasked Radio Show that we support this woman, Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits, because it is the bomb diggity. You know, so get yours. Don't come at my door knocking because I ain't got nothing for you. I ain't going down like that. Go to Amazon, go to Walmart.
You're not sharing. Well, you can definitely get them at Amazon.com, and that's not a problem. If you're here in Atlanta, you can definitely get them at some of the local grocery stores. Well, we plan to expand our reach in retail very soon, and as well as other healthy products, but you can definitely count on getting them at Amazon.com. And if you're locally here in Georgia, you can get them at Wayfield Foods, and as well as Eatin' Fresh, and you could definitely get them at those stores anytime. We're fully stocked and ready to go and ready to serve and so grateful again, so grateful for your support. Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits, she's thrilled to death today on her birthday.
I know. And so real quick, because we're down to seconds, anytime you want to launch something additional along with your Grandma Betty's Premium Yellow Grits, something else might be coming out, just give me a call, come back. Because, you know, I'll put you back on the air
Terry.
And let everybody know about it.
Thank you so kindly, Terry. You are a jewel, a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, darling. You're a blessing to everybody. And continue to be a blessing, because when you bless someone else, God will bless you.
Absolutely, 100%. Amen.
And everybody, you're welcome. Have a good weekend. Stay safe, darling.
All right, you too.
All right,
thank
dear.
You. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.